Amen. Let's open the Word this morning. You've got a Bible, praise God. We're going to look at Luke chapter 11. I want to talk about how bright we shine. We know that the theme for this year is about shining. And I really want us to look at the question is, well, how bright am I shining? How bright is your light? And so I want to have a look at that this morning as we open the Word. And let's read this. It'll come up there on the screen. But Luke chapter 11, and I want to read from verse 33 down to 36, and an interesting little passage of Scripture, which we'll have a look at together. Luke chapter 11, verses 33 to 36. And it says this. It says, "No one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden, or under a bowl. Instead, he puts it on its stand, so that those coming in may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are good, your whole body is also full of light. But when they are bad, your body also is full of darkness. See to it then that the light within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it is dark, it'll be completely lighted, as when the light of a lamp shines on you." Father, we just pray, Lord, that you just speak to us through your Word this morning. Lord, that we will be ones, Lord, who will shine brightly for you. Father, we ask that in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. I mean, this passage, first of all, it talks about talking about a lamp. But one of the things I want us to know straight away is that God made you. He designed every one of us. He engineered us that we might shine. God has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for your life. There's a destiny. There's a call on your life. And God made you that you would shine in your life, that you would be one that reflects the glory of God, that when people look at you, when they see you, when they talk to you, they will see something of the things of God, something of the Lord Jesus Christ revealed in your heart and within your life. And God made you for that very purpose, that you might shine and to shine very brightly. Some people do shine very brightly. Some people will shine and their love and grace is really obvious to all. Others, maybe the light isn't quite so bright. And maybe it's a little bit harder to see, you know, it's there, but maybe it's not so bright. Well, how bright is the light of Christ in your life? How brightly are you shining? So we've been made to shine. The other thing the Scripture tells us, that God has positioned you that you might shine. He's actually put you in a place in the circumstances of your life where you live. He's put you where you work. He's put you in the country that you live in, the city that you live in, the suburb you live in, the street that you live in, the house that you live in, the place that you are. God has positioned you that you might shine. He hasn't hidden you away. He has put you in a place that God says, where I've put you is that's where I want you to shine. And the Lord is saying, I want you to shine and to shine brightly. So he's called us to shine and he's put us in the right place that we might shine. Hasn't hidden us away. He's put us like on a stand that's nice and bright, giving light all the way around. So how bright are you shining? He's made you and he's positioned us to shine. And how brightly we shine doesn't depend on anyone or anything else. Some people say, "Oh, it's all right for you. You can shine because, but you're not going for all the problems I have. You don't have the health issues I have. You don't have the financial issues or the relation issues or whatever issues they are. If you had the problems like I have, well, then you wouldn't be able to shine." And people use that as an excuse of the circumstances of their life, the things that are happening to them or around them, and saying, "Well, if all that wasn't happening to me, I would shine." But that's just an excuse. The Scripture makes it really clear as we read that it really is our responsibility how bright we shine. Some people say, "Well, if I had what you have, then I could run it. If I had your husband, if I had your wife, if I had your parents, if I had your upbringing, if I had your background, if I had your children, if I had your house, if I had your money, if I had all the things that you have, well, then, yeah, well, then no worries. I would be overshine." But again, it doesn't depend on that. How brightly the light shines in your heart depends 100% purely exclusively upon your own heart, how you're allowing your life to reflect the radiance and the glory of God in our life. It makes it very clear that we are responsible. It says to us, it says, "See to it then that the light within you is not darkness." See to it then. It doesn't say let someone else or change something else. It says, see to it then. Your responsibility. You can't blame what is happening to you. You can't blame what you don't have. You can't blame anything else. It's up to us how brightly our light is shining. How much are we reflecting the glory of God in our life, how the things of Christ are coming forth in our life. Nothing to do with your health, nothing to do with your circumstances, not to do with relationships. It's to do with the condition of your own heart, and you are entirely responsible for that, how much that we actually are shining. It's a very interesting passage. It talks in this passage that we just read. It says, your eye is the lamp of the body. When your eyes are good, your whole body is also full of light. Your eyes are the lamp of the body. Now, it's not talking about your physical eyes. It's not talking about whether you wear glasses or not, or whether you've got 20/20 vision or something other than that. It's nothing about that. It's actually someone who is actually blind can actually be reflecting and shining the light of the Lord. It's not physically talking about that, but it talks about the eye being the lamp of the body. Now, it's true that when you look at some people, you can look them in the eye and you can just see like there's a life spark in there, but you look and you can see things of God. But really, the lamp it's talking about here is not looking the lamp that will look out that other people will see. It's talking about a lamp here that is actually looking and it lights up the whole body. It's not what people see when they look within your eye. It's talking about a lamp that is actually there to illuminate the soul, something that lights up us on the inside. And that's the lamp that it's talking about. And that's the lamp I want to talk about this morning, because how bright is your light really depends on that lamp. It depends on that eye lamp that the scripture is talking about, that there is to illuminate your heart, illuminating you on the inside. And out of that is what the reflection of the glory of God is shown. The radiance of Christ is revealed. It comes out of us what's on the inside. Not what's on the outside. Doesn't matter how well you're dressed. Doesn't matter whether you have the finest clothes, whether you've got multi-million dollar diamonds dripping off you. Nothing to do with on the outside. It's the inner radiance. It's the glory of your heart inside. That's the thing that makes us glow. That's the thing that makes a radiance in our life. And so it talks about this eye lamp. It says your eye is the lamp of the body. When your eyes are good, your whole body is full of light. When your eyes are good, how do you have a good eye? When your eyes are good, your whole body is also full of light. But when they are bad, your body also is full of darkness. See to it then that the light within you is not a darkness. So it talks about this eye lamp lighting us from the inside. Two things that are really important on how well that you are reflecting and radiating the glory of God. The first thing is how you actually see things. How you see things makes a huge difference to how well that you are going to reflect the things of Christ in your life. Now, we've talked other times about you've got to get the things of the Spirit in your life, talked about the fruits of the Spirit and showing those and demonstrating those and revealing those within our hearts and lives and shining in those kind of things. But how we see things makes a big difference. Your attitude is really, really important. Because if you have a bad attitude, when you look at things, you will see things through the filter of a bad attitude. And someone with a bad attitude, even good things, are bad things. They will find some little negative slant on it, something that will destroy the very thing that perhaps itself was good. But because they have a filter across their eyes, when they see things because of a bad attitude, everything seems bad. They're hurting, so they process everything through their own hurt. Even looking at good things, someone's kind to them, but a cynicism will come. They'll be skeptical in their life because they don't have good eyes. Their attitude is bad. And if you have a bad attitude, and you're always looking down on things, maybe you're angry at things, you think, oh, I'm full of anger and hatred or whatever it is. And when you look at things, even good things, it's going to come into your heart and you're going to turn even what was good into bad, and it'll go in there and the light within you becomes darkness. And rather than shining the light of Christ, you won't be shining the light of Christ at all. It says, see to it then that the light within you is not darkness. It's important that we really are shining our light. So our attitude is really important. Also, expectations are really important. If you always expect everything to go wrong, if you expect to fail, if you have bad expectations, you're not living in the realm of faith, then again, how are you going to be demonstrating the power of God? We've sung, Lord, let your power come and flow through us and shine through us. We've been singing it this morning. But if you don't have faith in your heart and you don't have any real expectation of anything that ever is going to happen, then that light's not going to come. You'll turn something and God wants us to move, but your expectations, isn't there? You've got bad expectations, your attitude. If you're critical or cynical, you'll find that you're not able to shine. People that have become critical people become increasingly embittered within their heart and life. And so if you find that you're a critical person, watch yourself, because your eyes are going a little bit bad there. And if you're always critical, you're always saying, oh, they should have done this, they shouldn't have done that, so-and-so wasn't there, or someone did do this, or whatever. We're always critical, critical, critical all the time about things. Our eyes will start to go bad. And once your eyes start going bad, the light in you slowly becomes dark. And then you suddenly wonder, how did I become like this? How did I become so angry? How did I become so bitter? And here I am supposed to be one set free under the grace of the Lord Jesus. Well, what happened to me? Why did my eyes go bad? Watch your heart. Guard your heart. The scripture warns us about that. Watch your attitude. Or else we can be very encouraging. And if you're an encouraging person, this about encouraging others, and I'm talking about flattery, because flattery is insincere praise, but encouragement is genuine encouragement, thanking people, congratulating them, encouraging, well done, I can see something in you. There's something about that. If you've got that encouraging persona, you want to be grateful and thanking, encouraging people, you're actually encouraged yourself. And even in that very process of that, your eyes are good because you're looking for good things. You're looking, rather than looking for the bad, the thing to criticize or whatever, you say, well done. You know, that was really good the way that you did that, the way that you helped that person or whatever it is. And then your eyes are good and you're looking for the good rather than looking for the bad. And then in doing so, then you let that light begin to shine out of your heart. Watch your eyes, don't let them go bad. Are you hopeful? Are you hopeful? Are you looking forward to tomorrow, what tomorrow will bring? Or are you hopeless? You're living in despair and dreading, oh no, tomorrow, Monday morning, it's Monday. Tomorrow's Monday. Are you hopeful or are you hopeless in your life, in your situations, in relationships, in circumstances? Again, if you're hopeful and you're tapping into the things of God, your eyes are good, then that light is going to shine. Someone that is hopeful, optimistic, is someone that shines and people are attracted to that. But someone who is hopeless and constantly discouraged, look, we all go through discouragement. And we're none of us are immune to being discouraged. I was discouraged for our breakfast where the politician rings in, I'm sorry, I'm very sick. We had another person, sorry, I can't come. And that's discouraging because so much work and time is put into something. But if you live in that discouragement, your eyes start to go bad. And whatever your discouragement is, you've got pressures in your life because of finances, because of health or whatever it is. And if you start to become hopeless, then you start to look at everything and all of a sudden everything looks bad. And so rather than shining the things of God, that light within you, slowly it becomes dark. And that's not the people that God has called us to be. He wants us to shine, always to be one. So how we see is so really important. The way that you see things, the way that you process things, make sure you don't have those filters there other than what the heart of God is and the life of God. When you look at situations, when you look at people, when you look at things, make sure you're not critical. Make sure that you're hopeful. Make sure that you're encouraging. You're not putting down, but you're always looking up, and you'll find that that light will shine, because that what goes in, the way that you see things is going to affect the light that's in you and how well you're going to be able to reflect that out. The other thing is, well, what actually do you see with your eyes? Because what you look at will affect the light within you. Very important, whatever our focus is. Because some people look at things that they shouldn't look at, and as we do those kind of things, you'll find that if your focus is not right, again, you'll find, because you're not looking at the Lord, you're focusing on the wrong things, your eyes start to go dim. And how do people end up with dull consciences? How do believers become careless? How do things go wrong in people's lives when what happened to them? Well, just the light just became dark. And maybe they're looking at the wrong things. Maybe the way that they saw things was wrong, but maybe what they were looking at is wrong as well. There's an interesting scripture here in Matthew 6:21. An interesting little passage from that around that Matthew 6. It says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. This is the companion passage in the Gospels. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. And if that light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? But it starts off, before it starts talking about eyes and the eye lamp, and it's talking about where's your treasure is. Where's your affection? Where is your attention? So it's asking that question, because that really is going to affect your ability to see things, the right things. And if you see the right things, you're drawing life from the right things, you will shine. But if you're not, if your affection and your attention is caught up in other things, worldly things that take priority and precedence in your own life, they become the most important thing rather than the things of God, then again, things are going to become a little dim. And eventually, for a Christian that has walked away, how great is the darkness? What a tragedy that is when somebody walks away from the things of God. So what is your focus? Are we focusing on the things of God? Are they preeminent in our life? Because if you are, then you're going to enable, and you're looking at the right things, you'll find that the light within you can shine. But if your attention is elsewhere, and so you're not looking at the radiance of God, seeing the things of God and allowing it to reflect. But if you're diverted and you're looking at this and you're running after this thing and I'm running after that thing and the things of God, well, maybe they're there somewhere kicking around, but you know, I've got to do this and I've got to be here and I've got to do all this other stuff. You'll find that that light within you starts to go dark. So don't allow that to happen. What we see, how we see and what we see is so important. That eye lamp is really important. In the scripture, it talks about where your treasure is. Where is your treasure today? Everyone will go, yeah, I know where my treasure is with the Lord. But really, is your life really reflect that? Are the priorities of your time reflect that? The priorities of what you do, the priorities of your finances, the priorities of your life, is that really true? Because where your heart is, your treasure is also. So we want to be people that's shining brightly. We're going to make sure that this eye lamp, the way we look at things and what we look at, we're looking at the right things. Because God wants every one of us to shine. He made us to shine. He created you to shine. And he's put you, he's positioned where you are right now, right in the very circumstances that you are, that you would be above them. You're above your circumstances. You're on a stand. You're not down in the dirt. You're up here on a stand. Where God has positioned you that you might shine. And you've got to watch very carefully that this eye lamp, what we're taking in, and maybe we'll pray for some people a little bit later, because maybe some of you have got some filters there that you're looking through stuff distorted. You know, your glasses are dirty or your eyes are dirty. You can't actually see clearly and therefore you have trouble shining brightly. How do we make it brighter? How do we shine brighter in our life? How do we make it bright? Because if it depends on me, I better know how to do that. I've got to watch what I'm looking at. And okay, you may be there thinking, well, gee whiz, I got a lot of bad attitudes. And man, it does affect it. People look at me and they see things in me. I wish they weren't there. And maybe you feel that way. Well, if it depends on me, see to it then. Well, what am I going to do about it? How do I make sure I'm going to be the person that really does shine the way the Lord wants me to? How am I going to do that? Well, the scripture tells us a number of things. First thing is in Psalm 19, verse 8, it says this. It says, the commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The things of God, the word of God is so, so very important. And it's not just knowing the word of God up here, it's actually getting it in you. Get the word of God in you. That's why we have the Grow Daily, so that you get the scripture and you'll be reading that and you'll be getting it inside your life. Because the Word of God transforms us. It is a changing thing, the Word of God. It is powerful and it is active and it does change you. And if you've got any areas of filters across your life of distorted thinking or attitudes or looking at the right stuff, wrong stuff, you read the Word of God and it immediately arrests those things. It draws you, but it changes you. It transforms you. The Word of God is so very powerful and it gives light to the eyes. And if the Word of God, you're reading the Word of God, you're getting it inside you, that enables you to shine. It says there, the radiant giving light to the eyes. That will change you. That'll help you shine. You cannot skimp on the Word of God in your life. You may serve faithfully, good on you. You may give generously, bless you. But if you haven't got the Word of God for real in your heart and in your life and you're reading it and allowing it to transform you, you won't shine. You know, 1 Corinthians 13, when it talks about love, it says, you know, even if I give my body to be burned in the flames, and I do all this wonderful stuff and it means nothing if I don't really have the things of God in my heart And that's really what shines within me. So the Word of God, you can't skimp on that. Get the Word of God in your life. It gives light to your eyes. It's so very, very important that you do that. How many people do that? And they skimp on that. They never read their Bible. They come on Sunday. Don't even bring it to church on a Sunday because they look at the screen. So it never gets open, let alone every day, opening the Bible and reading the Word of God. And then you wonder, why is it so hard to be a witness? Why is it so hard to influence people? Why is it difficult? Well, maybe you got to get your eyes right and let them see something shining within you. Let the Word of God do its work within your heart and within your life. So important. Don't miss out on that within your life. It really makes a huge difference to who you are in the things of God. The other thing is to be someone, if you really want to have that light shining, is to be someone that gives of yourself. You need to be a giving person. If you're a self-obsessed, absorbed people who are consumed with your own problems, your own worries, your own woes, man, we've all got woes. We've all got problems. You know, people say, oh, you want to hear problems? Hear my problems. Well, tell you what, everybody's got problems. Everyone has circumstances. Everyone has issues. Everyone has things they have to deal with. No one is exempt or immune from that. Because as I've said many times, we live in a sinful world. And so there's all things, and we're all growing. None of us are perfect. We've all got things that we're dealing with and growing with and encouraging and learning within our own selves. There are all sort of stuff. But to be someone that gives of yourself, you've got no excuse ever to be self-absorbed in your own situation and circumstances to give that. We all go through hard times, and the love of God is there for us. His grace is there. His comfort there. His strength is there. His healing is there for every one of us. It's there. And I encourage you with those things, but so important to be a giving person. Give of yourself to other people. Give of your time to other people. Give generously. Give of your finances. Be a blessing. God has called us. That's a way that we shine. And you find that as you do that, as you give out to people, man, it does something to you, and it actually helps you to have a good attitude. Not only do you feel good, but that light really shines through your life. Do that. That passage that I read in Matthew 6, which talked about, that's the companion passage that we read just a moment ago. And Matthew 6:19, it says, do not store up for yourself treasures on earth. And then it goes on to talk about it. And then it actually goes on to talking about, really, the sorter out, the sifter of the heart of men is finance. It really tells people where they're at, because it goes on to talk about in that passage, it talks about serving God, serving mammon, and that's the real test, the real indicator of the heart of man is where his finances are. Ultimately, the scripture talks about it. Ultimately, it's how we, with God. But the little barometer that's built in for everyone is that whole aspect, which I don't really want to go into now. But it's interesting, in the context of this eye lamp, it says, get your focus right. And also talks about giving. And I tell you what, people with generous hearts, that are generous in their love, generous in their time, yep, generous in their finances, man, they shine. And if you struggle and they say, oh, I want to shine, well, learn to be a generous person. Start putting yourself out. Start giving, sacrifice yourself. Don't live for yourself anymore. Live for God, live for others. And you'll find that you can actually shine with your own heart and your own life. And the other issue is to be ones that are exercising faith. Faithful people, people who have faith in their hearts, really do shine. And faith is so important. The whole context of the scripture in Luke 11 that we read about the eye lamp and the shining and those kind of things, it talks about people that were looking for a sign. And they're saying, if I see something happen, and Jesus really has a go, he rebukes them and says, guys, you know, you hypocrites, woe to you. He's having a go at them because they were saying, if I can see a whole lot of stuff happening, if I can see all of that, then, yep, fantastic, it'll be good. And maybe some of us are like that. Well, if everything changes, if I get healed, if my finances improve, if this relationship gets restored, if this happens, if all of these things happen, then I'll go for it. And the Lord said, I want you to shine where you are right now. And he rebuked them for not having faith. And it's so important that we do have faith in our hearts. If you want to shine, be someone who's full of faith. Read the Word of God, but also believe the Word of God. You believe what God says. Believe that he's going to work in your life. Believe he's going to work through your life, that he's going to touch the heart of people through you. And begin to stand in faith. Begin to stand in the authority that you have in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be the person that God has made you to be. Stand in that authority. Man, you will shine. you will shine, even in the darkest place, in the most dire situation, the worst circumstances that you could find yourself, you will shine, and you will shine brightly. So I encourage you with that. Trust God at His word. Believe Him. Believe Him. We've sung all these great songs this morning, and they're not there time fillers. They're there. We sing these things because they're to help build our own spirit and to help encourage us in that. And some of those songs are repetitive because we need to get the message and get it in our spirit and then begin to live it and to stand in what we have in the things of God. I just want to read the same passage that I read to you before. I want to read it from the message, more of a paraphrase than a translation, but I'll read it to you. It's in modern language, and this is an important way of looking at it. It won't come up on the screen, so listen carefully. It says, "No one lights a lamp and then hides it in a drawer. It's put on a lampstand so those entering the room have light to see where they're going. Your eye is a lamp, lighting up your whole body. If you live wide-eyed in wonder and belief, your body fills up with light. If you live squinty-eyed in greed and distrust, your body is a dark cellar. Keep your eyes open, your lamp burning, so you don't get musty and murky. Keep your life as well lighted as your best lighted room." I love that. Very powerful. And that's really the kind of life that God wants us to live. To live in wide-eyed in wonder and belief. Not in squinty-eyed in greed and distrust. And a body as a dark cellar. I really encourage us. What's your life like? How bright is your light? It depends on you. No one else. Nothing else. It depends on you. It depends on this lamp. How is it illuminating? How are you seeing? And what are you looking at? What are you seeing? It makes a huge difference to how bright our light is. And God has made us to shine. He's positioned us to shine. Everything's there. It's all in place. It's just up to us now that we need to shine despite our circumstances, despite what may be around us, because God has made us and called us to shine. And ultimately, why are we shining? So we can say, look at me, look how bright I am. No, ultimately is that we might give light to those that would come in and they may find their way home. It says in Matthew 5:15-16, it says, "Neither do people light a lamp, put it under a bowl, instead they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." And back to what we read in Luke 11, it says, "So that those who come in may see the light." See, you're the guiding light. You're the lighthouse. There's the storms of life. A lot of people are out there getting shipwrecked. A lot of people are getting tossed about, buffeted by winds of life, and they've got no idea. What do they do? Some people just caught in hopelessness and despair. But who's the one that is to guide them home? It's you. You're the lighthouse in the darkness of the sea of life. People there, hopelessly lost. Where do I go? Where do I turn? And they're looking for something. They're looking for some hope. They're looking for an answer. And who is it? It's you. You are that lighthouse. And you can be a lighthouse high up on the rock and you have a tiny little candle there. Well done if you're the moth that's flying around it. You can see it. But what about those that are far off? They're going to need something really bright that'll guide them home. And that's how God's called each one of us. Because there's so many people all around us that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and they need a guiding light to show them the way home. And that's us, guys. It's you and it's me, and it's not going to happen unless we're shining brightly. So let's stand to our feet. I encourage you to get a hold. You've got a bookmark of what we went through. Get into the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Read it. Get it into your life. Say, I'm going to read the Word of God because I want it to transform. I want to shine. I'm going to do that. I decide and choose. I'm going to live a generous life. I'm going to be one as a giver. Jesus gave everything. I'm going to live a generous life, giving of my love, my time, yeah, even my finances. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to be one who stands in faith. I'm going to do that. And you build those things in your life, you will shine, and God will use you to guide people home. That's what He's called us for. So let's pray. Father, I just thank You now. Lord, I thank You for every person that is here. Lord, every person, Lord, that is called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank You, Lord, that You've chosen them. Lord, that You've fashioned them. Lord, that You've made them that they might shine. And Lord, that You've positioned them in such a place, Lord, where they are going to shine, Lord, where You want them to be shining, Lord, for all of us. And Father, I pray now for each of us, Lord, these things, Lord. Lord, if we've got some filters or blinkers over our eyes, Lord, that we're looking at the things the wrong way, or with the wrong heart, the wrong attitude. Lord, if we're looking at the wrong things, Father, for ourselves, the desires of the flesh, Lord, rather than for your kingdom. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, Lord, that you're going to just change us, Lord, that their eyes ought to be cleared, and that we will see clearly, Lord, that that eye lamp will be bright, Lord, to illuminate our life. And Father, ultimately, we want to have a bright light in our life, Lord, because we want to see so many that are lost and helpless, Lord, that they might find the way home. And so, Father, I pray, Lord, that you just speak. Lord, God, let your word penetrate today. Let it penetrate into our heart, Lord. We don't want to go home the same. Lord, we want to be a different people, Lord. We want to shine brighter because we came this day. We want to shine brighter, Lord, because we loved you with all our heart, because we worshipped you. Lord, because we were in the throne room. We were in the presence of the glorious King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So, Father, let us shine. And, Father, I pray, Lord, if there's anyone that is here this morning that have never come and said, I need Jesus in my life. I need to find the way home. I need to know the meaning of my life. I need to find that purpose in my life. I need God's love. I need God's help. I need his guidance. I need his strength. I need his love. Lord, I pray if anyone is here this morning, Lord, who doesn't know you personally, Lord, has never given their life to Jesus Christ, never come and said, I give my life to Jesus, Lord, let this be their day. Lord, that they may move out of darkness. And Lord, that the light of Christ might be revealed within their life. Father, I pray that now in Jesus' name. But Lord, we surrender to you once again. Father, attitudes that need to change, hearts that need to change, focuses, Lord, that are wrong. Lord, we want to deal with that now, Lord, in your presence, Father. And Lord, we want to determine, Lord, that we are going to let this light shine so very brightly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.